This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are defending the soldier testifying in the impeachment probe of President Donald Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Venman is an Iraq veteran, wounded in combat. He also came to the U.S. as a toddler from the former Soviet Union, and some Trump allies are using that in questioning his loyalty.
That was despicable. I think it's despicable.
Those people who are questioning his patriotism are the ones whose patriotism truly should be questioned.
Senate Democrats Chuck Schumer, Bob Menendez, and Mazie Hirono, shortly after Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell, stayed out of it.
I'm not going to question the patriotism of any of the people who are coming forward.
Earlier, number three House Republican Liz Cheney said America needs to be better than going after decorated veterans.
It is shameful to question their patriotism.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Senior Islamic State leaders in Syria are coming under fire, part of what appears to be an urgent campaign to gut the terror group's brain trust. The U.S. allied Syrian Democratic Forces, credited with helping to kill IS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and a key spokesman for Islamic State, said Monday it had carried out a series of raids aimed at the terror group's key players. Details have been scarce, though the SDF officials said on Tuesday that they can confirm one operation in the town of Jarablus near the Turkish border. Turkey-backed Syrian opposition fighters clashed with Kurdish forces in northeastern Syria following a Russian-Turkish deal to remove Kurdish fighters from the border. The opposition fighters pushed inside Syria following Turkey's assault on the area on October 9th. More on this and other stories on voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump